Support for Soundwaves from the Underground is brought to you by 24tix.com, the most convenient way to buy tickets to your favorite local concerts. Save time, save money, rock out. 24tix.com, your ticket to the experience.
I'm Dan Naylor, and you have tuned in to a very special episode of Slug Soundwaves, the official podcast of Slug Magazine in Salt Lake City, Utah. Slug, as you know, is an acronym for Salt Lake Underground, and it is one of the oldest independent publications in the entire U.S., distributing free monthly issues about music, art, action sports, and subculture. In this sort of bonus episode, we're going to hear from all of our folks who went down to South by Southwest Music Festival this year. That's a group that included Angela H. Brown, Alex Ortega, Cody Kirkland, and Joshua Joy. They went and heard great music. They did interviews. You're about to hear a full dose of it right now.
All right, and we are Slug Magazine messing with Texas. That is, we are in Austin, Texas, for South by Southwest 2014. It has just been Tuesday, March 11th, but technically it's now 2:26 a.m. in the morning, and it's Wednesday, March 12th, and we're going to do a little recap of our day for our South by Southwest coverage for the podcast. First, let's go around and say who we all are, starting with you, Mr. Lead Designer.
Yeah, as Alex said, I'm the lead designer, and my name's Joshua Joy.
Angela Brown, editor.
Cody Kirkland, digital content coordinator.
And I'm Alexander Ortega, editorial assistant. And the topic for tonight is things we were surprised by for our first night at South by Southwest. Josh, let's start with you. What was something that surprised you?
First off, the music segment. There's a two-part probably segment for this, but the first would be, yes, the music segment. And I was impressed and surprised by the band Power Trip that we saw at the Mohawk tonight, and I'd never seen them, heard them before. The sound that came across was just super new, and of course, it was a metal show.
Yeah.
Case, by the way, tonight. It was some odd occurrence of, like, early's fast metal mixed with hardcore vocals is what I could explain right now, but
yeah, it was like 80s thrash but with like 90s hardcore breakdowns.
Yeah, and it was really interesting, and I recommend anybody go on and check anything out that's online.
Yeah, the Power Trip's on Southern Lord.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Cool.
One of our writers, Dylan Chadwick, turned me on to them. They're pretty cool.
Yeah, the energy of the crowd was just really, really crazy. It was fun, and there was actually a PBS host, I guess, that was trying to do a broadcast during the show, which was hilarrious. He was right in the middle of the pit.
Was it a broadcast live?
Yeah, there was a cameraman.
Well, either I don't know if it was live or if they're going to edit it later. Uh-huh. But you know, he did have an earpiece in and was trying to talk with this cameraman and, you know, get some footage going, and that was pretty fucking hilarious. I think that was kind of a once-in-a-lifetime. I've never seen that. I've never seen some guy go in there with the fuzzy mic in the pit and, you know, try and produce some footage. It was
pretty
cool.
Didn't you say that the crowd had some certain reactions to that, Angela?
Oh yeah, yeah. Actually, so a guy, like, in front of me actually threw a beer can at the host when he was trying to broadcast from the pit. I couldn't see from my vantage point whether or not it actually hit him, but yeah. And it was just added to the moment. It was a really great show.
So yeah, I mean, as you all heard from Alex and Angela, it was pretty crazy.
Cody Kirkland, what's something that surprised you tonight?
Besides the insane hordes of people that I wasn't expecting, I didn't know all the streets would be shut down. There'd be like millions of people milling around.
Because this is, have you been to South By before?
I haven't. This is my first time, and, you know, the biggest thing, like, music festival I've been to is Warped Tour when I was, like, 14 or something, so it's nuts. This is, like, Sundance times 10 or something.
And it's just insane. Tuesday night.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just
the first
gonna,
night.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's going to keep getting bigger and bigger as the week progresses.
Yeah. Cody said to me earlier that it's like Sundance on acid.
It is. It's like Sundance on acid. Just everybody's insane, and I've seen like 10 shows within a couple hours, And I saw Nick Neihardt from Salt Lake, which is insane. Lots of surprises.
Angela, what's something that surprised you?
Yeah, so with South by Southwest, it's one of the things that I love about this music festival is the spontaneity behind it. So, you know, sometimes you come up with your plan for the night or the day and you want to hit all these shows, and then there comes to a point where you have to either throw it out the window or you have to kind of readjust according to what's happening in the environment. And, you know, maybe the time schedule is running late or ahead of time or whatever. So tonight I knew I wanted to see the local band Polytype playing at 9 p.m. And so I decided to pick the show that I was going to see before Polytype based on the venue where that Utah band was playing. The venue that I chose ended up being this really cool coffee shop called The Hideout, which I'd actually went to last year. Saw another local band do a production. So that was kind of fun to revisit that off the bat. But it was a comedy night. And I'm sure online they mentioned the comics that were there, but you know, in the guide it said nothing, and so I was just like, all right, I'm just gonna show up. And I saw two really hilarious comics, a guy named Todd Barry, who had this really great dry sense of humor, this really great character voice, and then Andy Haynes, who apparently has his own TV show on Comedy Central, which I was not familiar with him, and he was so fucking funny. And I sat next to a guy that also didn't know anything about, you know, who we were going to see. And so it was kind of a fun little surprise to be introduced to these comics. And this is also an area that I don't really spend a lot of time researching, kind of like I do with music and things like that, but I sure enjoy live comedy, and it was fun to have that surprise.
Well, I'm going to take a little turn here and talk about a band who surprised me, surely just like with their skill and being an entertaining band, and that is Omotai, O-M-O-T-A-I. Yeah, they were a metal band with some nods to hardcore, but I'd seen their, because, you know, at Slug I see a lot of press releases, and I'd seen their name in press releases. But I never really researched them that much. But having seen their name, I decided to go to their show at Metal and Lace, which is a venue on the Red River Street. And they killed it. They were really rhythmic, and they were dually fronted by a male singer and a female singer who I would say equally shared vocals. And I was just really impressed by, you know, of course, the usual criteria that you look for in a band, like how tight they are, their composition, and, you know, like in this case for metal, like their intensity. But also I was really impressed, like how they pulled it off in such a, as Andy Patterson, local producer, sound engineer, would put it, in a very blue collar way. Their riffs and song structures weren't necessarily all like that intricate, but they made it work in a way that was very interesting and engaging to watch live. And surprised, that was the bands that kind of stood out for me in that way tonight. But yeah, also at the Metal and Lace Lounge, they were playing Ren and Stimpy on the TV. Ren and Stimpy's gotten a lot raunchier since it's been on Nickelodeon. There's like nipples and stuff.
Wait, the new Ren and Stimpy or the old ones?
The new ones.
Oh.
It was on during the show. I was with him, and the show was awesome, but it was very distracting. Yeah. Ren and Stimpy, like,
did it add, to the show?
It did, like, there's like a big hairy cartoon guy with his giant balls, and like he was running on the beach, and it's like, and they're like screaming, and this guy's just running on Ren and Stimpy, and it was like, fuck yeah.
Well, I noticed that band is from Houston, Texas.
Oh.
It's kind of cool. So, almost local. Great.
So anyway, yeah, South by Southwest, woo! Slug messes with Texas.
Well, with that said, do you guys have anything you're looking forward to tomorrow?
I'm looking forward to the Relapse Showcase. Our March cover story was about Nothing signing to Relapse Records for their album Guilty of Everything.
I'm excited to see Isaiah Rashad and Kendrick Lamar, if I can get in.
Yeah.
There's gonna be like a billion people there, but I wanna see it.
Well, sure.
I'm gonna go like 2 hours early and just hang out at the bar.
Awesome. Okay.
Hasta la vista.
Good night.
So, Cody, can you tell, I want you guys to hear a story from Cody tonight. Is this the story?
Yeah,
it's okay, this is the story. Speaking of fucked up shit, this is a different kind of fucked up shit. I went to see X at Mohawk tonight, just barely, and I was going to see X and then right after Tyler, the Creator. And I was standing in line for like an hour. Finally got in, like 20 minutes into the show. Everyone in the bar, like behind the bar, disappeared. And I was like, what's going on? And the guy said, oh, there's been some crazy shit that happened outside. And so while I was in the show, apparently a drunk driver was running from the cops and turned on to Red River and like plowed into a shitload of people that were standing in line outside. Yeah, that's happening. That's probably what the sirens are for. Yeah, I was just barely there. And like, they canceled the show and people are all pissed off that they canceled the show. But outside, like, two people died. I was almost outside there. But 13 or 16 other people got hurt. So that was fucking crazy. Like, X was playing. They didn't know what was going on. And after the show, they're like, okay, show's over.
So we woke up in the morning, which was almost the afternoon. And then did our slug stuff. We went out to get breakfast.
Weird stuff, just for those. We can't tell you what that means, but slug stuff, it's kind of weird. It's crazy, but you don't get to know what it means.
Yeah, you don't want to know. We went out in search of breakfast, went to the Wunderbar, the German house, turned away, couldn't get in. So we went and ate breakfast at the food truck little gathering, ate a grilled cheese for breakfast.
Yeah, it was South by Bites, right?
Yeah. South by South Bites, little food truck gathering. After that, we tried to go see Fucked Up at, what was it called?
The Scoot Inn.
The Scoot Inn.
It's the annual Thrasher Converse death match they do every year. And they usually just have like a half pipe.
But this year it was cool.
This year they had a half pipe and a street chorus, which was exponentially larger than any other year I've ever seen it.
We were really enticed and excited to get in, but
we couldn't get in. It was at capacity, and we were early, and we still couldn't.
Because everybody wanted to go see Tyler the Creator.
Everyone was there to see Tyler the Creator, who had canceled the night before because of the crazy accident. So we couldn't get in. So, backup plan, we went to see Isaiah Rashad at the French Legation Museum. And we waited and waited and waited in line. Finally got in. A fight broke out at the gate. Everyone was getting hyphy, and we got in, and we're waiting and waiting, and then the DJ said, hey, guess what? Isaiah won't come outside to the show, so y'all gotta go home. So we got a beer, and then left, and said, let's go see Little Dragon. So we went over to Red 7 Patio, and the line was around two blocks. So we fucked off and went to Ginger Man, had great beers, and it was awesome.
Do you want to explain what the Ginger Man is?
Ginger Man is I'd say it's a pub. They've got food of some kind, but
sausages. They got sausages. Good sausages there.
Lots of sausages, apparently. But what I was excited about was they had like a ridiculous amount of beers on tap, and beers that I've never seen on tap because I'm from Utah, so that's that. But had a great ESB, and it was all right.
While we were at the Ginger Man, though, we did find out that the showcase we were at with Isaiah Rashad, Fucked Up was supposed to play later.
That is true, and that sucks so bad that we left.
Because we had no idea that he was supposed to be there. Or the band, excuse me.
And we found out from showlisttoaustin.com.
Well, you know, that's kind of like the thing with, I mean, you know, it was a pitchfork party. Sometimes there's so many parties to keep up with that it's hard to know who's coming up next. And especially with these unofficial, like, you know, these parties, like, there's not really, it's not in the South by Southwest book or whatever, and so, like, at the Spotify house, it was great how they had the wall just the schedule laid out.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the case of Pitchfork, which was fine, but we had to go online or ask or whatever, and that just didn't happen until later, and that's kind of, you know, it's part of the fun.
Yeah.
Name of the game. Yeah, I had a couple good Scotch ales, the Guadalupe Scotch Ale, locally made, and then RAR, R-A-H-R, their Scotch Ale, which I believe they're out of Fort Worth. Don't quote me on that, but that's
Iron
what
Thistle.
I heard someone say. Iron Thistle, yeah. RAR Iron Thistle.
Do you want to explain to us, Alex, where we went after the Ginger Man?
Yeah, we went to Frank Restaurant, which is an amazing business model, if I don't say so myself, because it's part bar, part pour over coffee shop bar, and part sausage slash hot dog restaurant tour. Cody and I got some pour overs of a Burundi coffee. Is that
this
what
is true? Half-wits Ethiopia Burundi.
And you had a hot dog, Josh. Let's talk about that hot dog.
I think it's called like the Carolina. I can't be sure on that.
It looked tasty.
It, but I know there was bacon wrapped around it with cheese.
What?
Yes.
And then the coleslaw was actually grilled first before it was put on the actual hot dog. Yeah.
I thought the coffee was good.
The coffee was good, actually. I had yours while you were in the bathroom.
Oh, nice. Dang it. I really want to have one of those hot dogs now.
There's always tomorrow.
Setting my alarm for 7.
And then I think that was the point where we all kind of just went separate ways for the night and did our own thing.
Yeah, went solo.
Do you guys want to touch upon any highlights?
Yeah.
When you went upon your own way?
I went to People Under the Stairs at, what was that, the Gatsby? Just right across the street from the hotel here. And that was really, really good. They played a lot of their old shit and like some really new stuff that I hadn't heard before. It was like the first time they played some of their songs. And then I saw Wyoke at the Parish, and that was really, really good. I couldn't believe how good it sounded, and whoever was doing lights for it did a really cool job. And then Black Lips, and they were fucking crazy, and someone threw a beer at them, and it was really fun.
So White Oak, is that what it's called?
Wyoke.
Wyoke.
W-Y-E-O-A-K.
Was anybody else on the team there?
Angela was.
Yeah.
I didn't know she was there, but she was there.
It was a big venue.
Yeah, it was huge, and...
What was the venue?
The Parish.
Also, Angela and I went to church earlier.
We did? We went to church,
and
we saw... Man, if I could go to church every Sunday and see Timber Tambor play, I would fucking be a Christian.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But, yeah, they played this really great... I think it was a Presbyterian church.
Episcopalian.
Oh, Episcopalian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was St. David's, and it was in the Bethel Room. And we saw Timber Tambor. It was amazing, to say the least. His voice is phenomenal.
I remember hearing their music on Breaking Bad. That's what turned me on to him.
And then I saw, well, the anglicized way to say it is Bada Charigim. But the way they say it, they're from Israel. I'm going to attempt it the way they actually say it, or the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Bada Charigim. There's a strong...
It's like
sound.
Hanukkah.
And they killed it. I've always thought of them as like a sort of post-punk band, but they played the Austin Psych Fest showcase at the, not Hotel Vegas, but the Volstead Room. I don't know like what the Volstead is in relation to Hotel Vegas, but at any rate, contextualizing them in a psych realm actually made them a little bit more interesting, in my opinion. They had a really emotive show, and it was... very danceable. People like flocked to them, and it really I was kind of having a weird day just in my brain, because that happens sometimes, but it really put a good cap on my day.
Angela, is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yeah, went to a lot of shows not as many shows tonight as previous nights, but I think it was really great to see Kurt Vile, to end the night off with him, and you and I met up there just by happenstance.
Yeah.
And I missed him every time that he came through Salt Lake, so it was just really great to see him perform live in such a small, intimate venue, and just him and his guitar. It was really fun.
So it was solo, like just him and his guitar, not a backing band?
Exactly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
It really kind of gave him a chance to show us what he's got and how talented he is by himself. So
awesome. Yeah, most of his solo stuff, just as Kurt Vile, on his records, he'll like play a lot of the instrumentation, but touring, he'll have a full band, but that's cool to see him just do it solo.
Yeah, it was great that way. Just stripped down.
Well, Josh, what was your highlight?
My highlight was I went to a surprise show that I basically found out in the room like a half an hour before, and it was called KO Dot, which I actually have listened to them before on a band camp a few months ago, and when I saw the name, I kind of was like, oh yeah, I remember this band. So I went and checked them out at the Quantum, which is like a bar, kind of like over more east side. When I was there, it's more of an experimental metal kind of band, but they don't recognize themselves as that. It's just
what they described themselves as on the website. But when I got there, it was amazing. We're talking like you have someone playing keyboards with synthesizers. There's a guitar player. And then the lead singer who was in kind of charge of the band also would play like a 5-string bass. And then he would switch off between keyboard as the bass. And then there would be intermittal between songs like saxophone. And so it would be really soft and mellow to start out with. And it would get faster and then go into more metal. And then it would slow back down. And it kind of like most songs would follow that type of timeline.
Sounds like I had a little bit of sax appeal.
Yeah, there you go. It's great. That's Alex Ortega. He's got jokes. It was great. Yeah. No, I recommend going to see him again. They're playing a few more times during the festival. I think like a house show tomorrow and then again on Saturday. Other than that, I think that's all I have for my exciting show. Do you guys have anything else to add before we sign off for the night?
No. Need sleep.
Can't
go on a walk ever again.
3:15 a.m.
3:15.
Advice to those going to South By. Wear good shoes or invest in Dr. Scholl's.
And sign up for the boat tour.
Also, get like your arches checked. I think they don't really have very good arches.
Anyway. I have shit for arches.
You can do that at your local Kmart or
yeah.
something.
Get or some in a certain national park.
Oh, right.
Dad!
Dad joke.
Alright, and this is the Slug South by Southwest team in day 4 of said festival in Austin, Texas. And we're doing a lightning round here with editor Angela Brown, lead designer Joshua Joy, digital content coordinator Cody Kirkland, and me, editorial assistant Alexander Ortega. And the lightning round question is, what was your favorite or least favorite crowd of the day? Let's start with you, Cody.
I would say my most favorite crowd of the day was the crowd at the Isaiah Rashad show at the Parish upstairs. It was my most favorite because everybody there knew every song, or every lyric to every song that the DJ was playing in between sets. Every single song. I couldn't believe it, and also everyone there was smoking weed except me. It was insane, and everyone was so enthusiastic and into, like, every single song that everyone played. Most of the stuff I'd never heard before, but it was really cool. Everyone was super into it. I felt kind of out of place, but I was glad to be there.
Josh Joy.
Awesome, Cody. Hey, yeah, that's me. Lightning round question. My favorite crowd was, of course, Fucked Up. And reason being, the lead singer was in the crowd at the time, most of the time, and would interact with the entire crowd. Lots of hugs were given out by him. There also may or may not have been a member here who got his cheeks pinched by said singer well. With that, he just created amazing energy for the entire show, as always. And he's really positive. And I don't really know his name. Do you know his name, Angela? We'll have to look it up and get back to
you. I can't remember my name right now.
Oh, well.
Wait, where am I?
I'm glad I remembered it for you, Angela. And that's all I have to say. Lightning round done.
All right, Angela.
Earlier this year, Chelsea Wolfe played the Urban Lounge, and she had this kind of moment on stage where she literally had to shush the audience. And I felt like shushing the audience. The show tonight, the Forest Sword show tonight, I felt like shushing the audience because it was playing this beautiful church and hundreds of people were there and everyone was being really reverent, just really into seeing the performance, and the acoustics sounded incredible. And then this couple and their two friends sat on a pew in front of me and proceeded to talk. And it was so annoying.
This is the worst.
Yeah, and people kind of all stared at them, and they still didn't get the hint. And I almost shushed them, but I didn't.
Worse than a fart in church. All right, and I'd have to say that my favorite crowd was for Curse the Heavens, a band that I just heard from the street. And it was at La Barbecue for the hashtag South by Sellout showcase. Apparently it was the first one ever. And it was great because it was just a barbecue setting full of tables and chairs, like the long tables and chairs that are connected to each other. And there was a metal band playing, and everyone was just kind of like sitting down or just standing around casually. And I'm just like, yeah, I like this. I like the energy that it brought to me at that moment in my life. I was just like, I gotta watch this, but I can sit down and smell brisket.
Cool. That's good for a metal show.
Yes.
Burning meat.
That's
all right.
That should actually be a metal band.
Burning meat. That's a good band name right there.
Okay, over and out.
Burning, bro.
Roger, roger.
It's a full moon down here in Austin, Texas. It's Saturday, March 15th, and it's the last night of the South by Southwest Music Festival 2014. I'm here with my colleagues.
Alexander Ortega, editorial assistant.
Cody Kirkland, digital content coordinator.
Joshua Joy, lead designer.
And David Johnson from Max Payne and the Groovies.
Hey!
We're going to kind of go over a quick lightning round of the happenings. Let's start with you, David. What was your best, and we're going to go with Alex's worst, in just a few moments?
I really liked the Orwells tonight at fucking Hotel Las Vegas, or Hotel Vegas, whatever it's called. It was so much fun.
It was the Burger Records Showcase,
yeah.
Part 3. I've got to say, Burger Records really like handed it down. I mean, my God, I went to two of their events, and both times I had a really great time.
I did too. The Lollipop guys, though, they're doing a great thing too. We're at the cemetery.
We are. Thank you for pointing that out. We're broadcasting in front of the cemetery, which is very appropriate with it being a full moon. Alex, best and worst.
When I mentioned the worst previous to us actually recording it, I meant overall. So my worst didn't happen tonight. My best, I'm going to say for tonight, and I'm going to go ahead and say that was King Dude. It was a nice cap for the night. I really love his satanic goth Americana work, the sing-along of What's That Light, Lucifer's the Light. It's a great song, and I enjoyed singing along to it. Probably most disappointing thing was Kishibashi. I had heard good things about Kishibashi and saw on the South by Social schedule that it was experimental / avant-garde, which it kind of was, but it was interspersed with like this sort of hoity-toity, I shop at Whole Foods kind of indie pop that was just like really proprietary and gross. So, yeah.
Gross. Proprietary and gross. Josh Joy, best and worst.
All right, best would have to be the same as Alex. I would have to say King Dude is a really amazing performer.
Why is he amazing?
Just because the same reason that Alex said, and I go along with him, is his voice is just really awesome. That Gretsch-style guitar is just outlandishly beautiful.
What was your worst?
Worst would have to be all the people talking at the show and not paying attention in the background, and who could give a fuck about him or just wanted to sit there and party all night, which is fine for them, bothersome.
Cody Kirkland, best and worst.
Best today was probably the Pizza Underground, just because I'm a huge fan of the Velvet Underground, and this is a pizza-themed Velvet Underground cover band, and they played hits by Lou Reed, such as Have a Bite of Crust or Satellite of Love, and we sang along to Have a Bite of Crust, and I started a One More Slice chant as an encore.
Everyone chanted One More Slice. One more slice.
One more slice. Did they serve slices at the show?
I don't think they had actual pizza slices, but there was a guy in a pizza suit and a pizza box being passed around for some reason.
I hope their hometown names a pizza after them.
They should, obviously. They were fucking awesome.
All right, since this is a lightning round, I'm going to go next. I'm going to start with my worst. My worst was right after the Orwell show, I went down to a place called Wonderland and just to grab a quick drink and sat down. And a guy fell on top of me and knocked my drink all over the floor. And then I was like, all right, it's cool. I'm just going to get some food. So I went to this food cart, and it took 40 minutes to get some Thai food. But it was really delicious. But my best, God, I've got to say the Orwells was off the hook. Inspired by Tyler, the Creator, being put in jail tonight for causing a mass riot at the Thrasher Death Match House earlier. I guess that was yesterday, actually. But I also really enjoyed Together Pangea. Did you see them?
Yeah, they were great. And Froth, too, from Los Angeles. They're fucking doing great things. And Mystic Braves, too. holy shit, those guys fucking rule. Like, they fucking, they're kind of like the Alalas a little bit, but on their own level, and I've had fun the whole time I've been here. Like, that's it. My main message is fun.
Fun, fun, fun. All right. Well, thank you so much, Slug Team and David, for participating in the podcast, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Thanks for listening to the Austin, Texas version of Slug Soundwaves. And for all things Slug Magazine, visit us online at slugmag.com. This podcast was created by Slug Magazine and produced by Gavin Sheehan. The associate producers are Esther Moronio, Alexander Ortega, and myself, Dan Nalen. The executive producer is Angela H. Brown. The theme was performed by Lindsay Heath and Mike Sasich. The main logo and art design was by T. Doan, and the technical design is by Kate Colgan. Thank you for listening.